Welcome, friends, to the Generations Radio Broadcast. Kevin Swanson, your host with you today, broadcasting from my basement down to your distant place in Colorado as we continue to monitor the slow, the steady decline of Western civilization, analyze our cultural systems, and thereby understand the world view and hopefully cast down all imaginations and high things that exalts itself above the knowledge of God in Christ. Our battle is primarily the battle of ideas. And we call men and women to repentance, that is, a change of mind, a renewing of the mind, and transforming of the mind according to the will of God. So we start out bad, and we receive the Word of God as the truth, and we juxtaposition the truth against that which is not true, and then we call men and women to repentance, to a basic change of mind. And that is the substance of this radio program. And we comment on what's going on in the mass culture today. The Golden Globe Awards occurred over the weekend, and there was something of a sobriety that had spread across Hollywood for at least the last 10 minutes. And Oprah Winfrey did the big talk, and she suggested that there would be no more Me Too, no more sin. So somehow there's going to be a world in which there is no more sin. But we know that that's not going to happen by Oprah Winfrey.
Yeah.
Although there are some who want her to run for president of the United States.
Yeah, and that would be interesting.
Yeah, I know. President Oprah.
Yeah.
It makes it be about as interesting as President Trump, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
So at this point, I think almost anybody could win. I thought maybe we could throw out a few more ideas for running for president of the United States.
I know my first choice, Harvey Weinstein.
Harvey Weinstein,
yeah.
I'm sure he's
he'd be as good as Oprah.
He's reformed by now.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure he's repented and there's no more sin there.
Well, I'm guessing that people are going to forget his little social faux pas shortly.
Social faux pas.
Oh, yeah,
yeah. I guess
you know it's hard. It's hard to say that a man who is committed all these sexual sins has sinned if there is no law, if there's no moral code whatsoever, if we live in a completely relativistic world in which, well, it's maybe a dog-eat-dog world, perhaps a Darwinian world, survival of the fittest,
yeah,
in which it's just a matter of the big guy getting a foot in the face of somebody else. And that, my friends, is the moral code of those who have abandoned God's law, which is Hollywood. Hollywood has abandoned God's law, has no basis for any standard for law. And so it seems to me that Harvey Weinstein might be a perfect pick for Hollywood if they're supporting somebody for president of the United States.
Yeah, either that or maybe Kevin Spacey.
Yeah,
that would work.
Or Bradley Manning, for that matter.
Oh, yeah.
Bradley Manning would work out. He's a bit treasonous around the edges there, but
yeah.
yeah, 300,000, was 500,000 pages of secret documents leaked.
Something like that.
Yeah. Forgiven by the President of the United States last year.
So yeah.
If he's pardoned by the President of the United States, why not run for president?
There you go. I mean, his record has been absolved.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think a lot of it is, like with Harvey and all of them, it's not a question of whether or not they sinned according to them. Somebody complained. And, yeah. and so, you know, you get rid of the complaints, run for president.
Here's one more suggestion for President of the United States. As long as we're considering Oprah Winfrey, Harvey Weinstein, Bradley Manning, I throw out Pee Wee Herman. Remember Pee Wee Herman? He might make a good choice for President
yeah.
of the United States. That goofball actor from
yeah.
the 1980s.
Yeah, has it been that long?
I think he's been in and out of prison, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Or speaking of prison, how about Bernie Madoff?
Yeah.
Bernie Madoff made off with a fair amount of money. He bankrupted a number of charities. I don't know if you remember, but Bernie Madoff bankrupted a number of charities in his various scams and frauds, and I'm thinking that might qualify him to be president of the United States, as long as you're bankrupting things. And, you know, we've got a president who's been through, what, 6 bankruptcies?
Something.
And imminently qualified to be president of the most bankrupt nation in the world. All right, well, these are suggestions for the 2020 elections, my friends. Coming up, we're going to be talking about the Golden Globes and what's happening with the development of television in just a moment on the Generations Broadcast.
It's hard to imagine Christian pastors going to jail for their faith, and it's just as hard to imagine Christian businessmen fined $135,000 for not baking a cake in celebration of a homosexual wedding. It's hard to imagine America turning into a communist state that persecutes Christians and rewards the most aberrant. Will Christians just let it happen? Should Christians just let it happen? These are important questions, my friends. This is Kevin Swanson, and I wrote the book on freedom because I wanted to build a case for freedom. A biblical case. A historical case. And let me tell you, the history of freedom is the most inspiring story you'll ever read. Have you heard the story of the Magna Carta, Bannockburn, Leyden, and William the Silent, the American Pilgrims, and the Battle for King's Mountain? How will we fight for freedom in this generation and the next? Well, tell the story first. The story of freedom. Let's leave a legacy for freedom for our children and our grandchildren. Get a copy of the new book, Freedom for Each of Your Children and Grandchildren, at generations.org. That's generations.org.
And we are back on the Generations broadcast. Kevin Swanson here, Steve Vaughn in studio with me today as we discuss the Golden Glove Awards for 2018. See, this is a good illustration of the zeitgeist, that is the worldview that dominates our world around us. And this time, the mass culture is obviously spinning out of control faster and faster and faster. In other words, the situation has come to the point at which insanity is glorified. Suicide is glorified. Meaninglessness is glorified. Bestiality now glorified as well. Christians are mocked. That's the essential elements of the Golden Globe Awards for 2018. The big movies this year, Three Billboards with its 100 F-words, which again, my friends, anytime you have a movie that that emphasizes the wonderfulness of a word that signifies a destructive form of sexuality, you pretty much are down the sewer, and there's no meaning to the movie, let alone meaning for life. Three Billboards presents the meaninglessness of life, just a lot of anger and hatred towards everybody and everything. It's a small town America pictured as completely overwhelmed with drunkenness, angry and generally irredeemable people. And that, my friends, is the picture. It's basically the postmodern heartland, wasteland, country music song of the day. This is Three Billboards, and again, my friends, this is what wins the top awards from the elite, from Hollywood elite. And The Shape of Water, which is the other movie that got Best Director for Golden Globes celebration this year. And The Shape of Water is the first movie, as far as I know, that was explicit presentation of Leviticus 20, verse 15. And it's hard to even describe what goes on here. But, of course, the death penalty crime from Leviticus 20, 15 had to do with the absolute lowest, most depraved activity that humans have ever engaged in at all. And it's only the most depraved people in the world that even want to mention this stuff, let alone sit there and watch it for 2.5 hours on the movie screen. Well, this, my friends, is what has happened to Hollywood. It has pretty much worked its way down into the sewer, and it's the movie itself was completely centered around cross-species mating. Star Trek dabbled with it a couple of years ago, but this is the first movie, as far as I know, the first major motion picture in which the movie presents the Leviticus 20:15 sinful habit that really has only been part of the most depraved people, the most insane people that have ever lived in the history of mankind. In other words, Steve, you don't go anywhere else. This is the end of culture. This is the end of civilization as we know it. And this is what Hollywood is celebrating at this point.
Well, I'm glad that Oprah is helping to clean up Hollywood so that there would be no more sin. So
evidently that hasn't happened yet. Yeah. Evidently what's going on right now is the celebration of the absolute worst, most depraved form of sinful sexual activity. And that is what being celebrated by the Golden Globe Awards this year. And also, as far as the television aspect of the Golden Globe Awards, they award both television and motion pictures. And this year, The Handmaid's Tale won the best TV series and best actress, by the way. Handmaid's Tale is a frontal attack on Christianity. So again, celebrating bestiality, celebrating the total meaninglessness of life, and attacking Christians with everything they've got.
The Handmaid's Tale won Best TV Series and Best Actress this year, my friends. And Wikipedia actually explains the theme behind Handmaid's Tale. Beginning with a staged attack that kills the president and most of Congress, a fundamentalist Christian Reconstructionist movement, calling itself the Sons of Jacob, launches a revolution, suspends the United States Constitution under the pretext of restoring order. They quickly remove women's rights and anyone caught in homosexual acts are hanged. And here's another Wikipedia on it. In the near future, human fertility rates collapse as a result of sexually transmitted diseases and environmental pollution. With this chaos in place, the totalitarian Christian theonomic government of Gilead establishes rule in the form of the United States in the aftermath of a civil war. Now, you click through on that Christian Reconstructionist link on Wikipedia, and you wind up on a website that explains to you the theological position of Greg Bonson, R.J. Rushdoony, and Gary North. Now, so that's really interesting. I think it's the first television program dedicated to Rushdoony, Bonson, and Gary North, and the Golden Globe Award celebration this year features the evidently the movie or the television series Handmaid's Tale, which has something to do with with an attack on the work of Rushdoony, Bonson, and Gary North. So these guys are fairly obscure Christian writers. I doubt if they got more than a couple thousand sales on their books, wow, these obscure Christian writers are making the whole liberal establishment quake in their boots. The thing that everybody got upset about with Rushdoony, Bonson, and North, and by the way, I have read their materials, they posed the idea that God's law actually counts for something in the 21st century, and that, of course, is anathematized by the orthodoxy of Hollywood. They're not all that keen on it. Now, the controversial element of their work was that they said you take a look at the entire law of God in the Old Testament, New Testament, and you bring in the Old Testament. Of course, that causes everybody to shudder. and you apply God's law. God's law has some authority to all of life. And so anytime, you know, you bring in God's law and you set that against the autonomous ethics of man, that's pretty much the battle of the day. That's the point at which the battle rages most ferociously in the world of the worldviews. And so I think what we're seeing here, Steve, is that they're a little upset about the idea that Rushdoony, Bonson, and North suggested that the law of God has some application to the political state. That's the point at which everybody got nervous. Now, there isn't a unity about the application of it. There are those who say it has some application, but again, you know, when it comes to the issue of abortion, should the government hand over $500 million to some abortionist, or should the government prosecute abortion? And yeah, of course, you know, there's a range there. There are, you know, many who subscribe to God's law who do not believe that the government should be funding abortionists and funding the trade of baby body parts. I mean, there are Christians out there who do not believe God's law advocates the idea of funding the trade of baby body parts and slaughtering tens of millions of babies. So again, there are some people who believe in God's law who do not believe that government should be so involved. However, not everybody who maintains God's law as authoritative in the area of the civil magistrate would advocate the execution of abortionists, although I'm sure some would. Obviously, there are abortionists who are out there to murder, and they do it with hate in the heart and lying in wait. That is malice and forethought. And typically, malice and forethought are considered to be pretty important in murder trials, even in the secular court. So I'm just saying, you know, it turns out God's law has something to say about the activity of mankind, and certainly speaks somewhat authoritatively to the political state. And that's the thing that the socialists, the Marxists, the humanists, those that are dead set against God are going to be most offended by.
Yeah, and you take a look at Hollywood in general, and they have an utter hatred of Christianity and God's law. You take a look, who are the pedophiles? Who are the murderers? Who are all of these people? And if it's a Christian, if there's a Christian or a pastor in the movie, you can pretty much guess it's him.
Yeah, he's going to be the bad guy in the movie.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what these guys are doing with Handmaid's Tale. Handmaid's Tale has won the Best TV Series and Best Actress Awards for the Golden Globe. My friends, this is the zeitgeist today. That's why, you know, we're analyzing this. The zeitgeist is all in favor of things like bestiality, the meaninglessness of life, suicide, and of course, persecuting Christians. And they persecute Christians by way of these strawman caricature created through Handmaid's Tale. They present Christians, by the way, as promoting prostitution, polygamy, and so forth. And of course, you know, God's law does not promote prostitution, polygamy. Actually, it is against prostitution, polygamy. And yet, this program, Handmaid's Tale, presents the Christians, quote unquote, the Reconstructionists, as promoting prostitution, polygamy, as well as killing Jews.
Yeah, it does not surprise me that I've run into a couple of coaches, debate coaches from China. Had one stay with me for 8 days. One of the reasons he came is because he said over in Hong Kong and other places like that, the only thing that they get about Christianity and homeschooling is from the media. Mm-hmm. And guess what? They all think we're lunatics too.
Right, exactly. You watch something like Handmaid's Tale and you conclude that anybody who follows the Lord Jesus Christ is a complete lunatic. Anybody who would say that God is the source of law is a complete lunatic, and obviously doesn't get the opportunity to watch enough movies on bestiality.
Right. The guy that stayed with me for 8 days doesn't think that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, Handmaid's Tale presents Christians as promoting prostitution, polygamy, as well as killing Jews and engaging in Islamic female mutilation. I'm not sure where that thing came from. You know, that's kind of mixing a little, you know.
Yeah.
What's going on with that? All right, my friends. The whole program's a sick piece of trash, as you can imagine. And the Hollywood elite just love this stuff. There's mockery of Jesus' teachings. There's mockery of the New Testament, the Old Testament. And in the end, what you get is the ungodly are completely and utterly ethically confused on every single point. That is, they are lost. They have no idea which way is up, which way is down, what could possibly be right, what could possibly be wrong. Friends, that's the conclusions you walk away from the Golden Globe Awards of 2018. These Gileadites are called theocratic Christians, but they are featured as favoring political tyranny as if government could impose morality. And, of course, government's only purpose is to go after a few murderous thieves and the craziest forms of sex crimes that completely destabilize society. So, but there's no way that civil government can fix society. And that, my friends, has been the socialist line. That has been the do-gooder line. That has been the social gospel line of the last 150 years, that somehow government can fix society and impose some kind of morality on society. That's bogus, totally bogusness. It's the socialists, the environmentalists, the Democrats that want to fix society by funding poverty programs and taxing cigarettes and tightening drug laws and regulating small businesses and. They're the big old fat tyrants, my friends. And, of course, you're never going to get that from the media. But from time to time, a little bit of the truth squeaks out as the little guy in the emperor's new clothes gets the opportunity to grab the bullhorn and say something. So that's what we're trying to do on this edition of the Generations broadcast. We're the ones saying that's a total waste of time. It's a total waste of money. It's a total waste of government to go after all these things. It's a big government tyrant instead of the National Socialist, International Socialist. But meantime, okay, the modern culture is sunk into this complete chaos. There's only one thing left that's wrong at the moment, and it's if somebody is sort of irritated with somebody else in the orgy who think they've been sexually harassed. That's the only thing that's wrong from what I can tell at this point, Steve.
Yeah, I can't imagine why they would think that. Have you seen the way they dress? I mean, they're so modest.
Oh, yeah. Especially at the Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah.
Yeah, the Golden Globe Awards. There's all of the... There's all of the seducing you could ever possibly want showing up at the Golden Globe Awards.
Yeah.
And, of course, they're whining when somebody's seduced. You know?
Right.
They're
crying foul in the orgy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Crying foul
hey,
in the
hey,
middle.
Somebody touched me. Foul. Throw the flag on the play. You know? That's the kind of thing that's going on in Hollywood today, my friends. People throwing the flag, but it's just one big orgy, and it's hard to say who's sinning against who, except that we know that everybody is sinning against God, and that's the point that needs to be mentioned again and again. The world, the mass culture, is spinning out of control faster and faster and faster. This ain't the Brady Bunch anymore. It's not Family Ties. It's not Bonanza, and it's just chaos, my friends. Popular culture itself has become a dystopia. I think that's what's happening, is that Hollywood itself is dystopian. This is a dystopia, and Hollywood is dystopian in its outlook. Man has tried to develop his own way. He's tried to develop his own ethics. He's thrown off all of God's law, and he mocks at anybody who still respects God's laws. And that, my friends, is precisely what happened at the Golden Globes. I was trying to meditate on the Word of God in context with what's going on in our world around us. And it was Proverbs 14:12 that hit me last night, Steve. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death. And this is precisely what's going on with Hollywood. Hollywood started out saying we are going to jettison all semblance of God's laws. We don't want to be bound by anything, by any of the commandments of God. We want to be sure that we're violating the sixth commandment, the seventh commandment, the eighth commandment, the ninth commandment, the tenth commandment, and we want to be sure we're doing it every second of the day and every second of every single motion picture. And in the end, it turns out to be the ways of death. There's a way which seems right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. And so what you wind up with is a piece of trash, where the movie is nothing but 100 F words. There is no meaning to life, and there's no purpose for life but to be angry with everybody else until we all go to hell. Now that, my friends, is the worldview of Hollywood these days, perfectly presented in Proverbs 14:12. There is a way which seems right to a man, but the end thereof is the way of death.
And what God does is he then gives them over to their debased mind, and so it's just going to continue on and on until they repent, and lessened until they repent.
That's exactly right. All right. And then just to wrap things up, my friends, the Wall Street Journal presented a story, as of just the day before yesterday, of what's happening with teen TV, that is the television that the teens are watching these days. And here's the headline from the Wall Street Journal. Friends, this is not Generations. This is the Wall Street Journal just becoming epistemologically self-conscious concerning the decline, the depravity of the worldview presented by teen TV. The Wall Street Journal says that teen TV has gone to a darker place, and they feature three big shows, the first of which is called The End of the F World. Okay. The End
wow.
of the F World. I'm not going to explain to you again what, but again, the F word is key in the deconstruction of language and the deconstruction of all of human society. So keep that in mind. The reason why it plays such prominent role is because it is the word that creates, that commits suicide, in which art and culture itself commits suicide. The hero of this teen movie is a psychopath and considers himself a serial killer in the making. And this program, this teen TV program, The End of the F World, rated a 100% rating on Rotten Tomatoes. That is every single one of the TV ratings put this at 100%. So thumbs up for every single reviewer of this particular TV show. The End of the F World, Hero's a Psychopath, and rated 100% on Rotten Tomatoes. To give you an idea of the zeitgeist, my friends, it's all about the psychopaths, all about serial killing. And so the hero himself, the psychopath, the hero himself of this teen program is a serial killer. The second program featured on this Wall Street Journal article was 13 Reasons Why You Should Commit Suicide. And that, of course, was a big show for 2017. It's coming back in 2018. It was just so popular.
Wow.
The theme of suicide so popular with teens today that it's coming back in 2018. And then the third program is called Runaways, and this is all about a show in which these kids' parents turn out to be evil monsters that they have to kill. So, little parasite on the side. Little suicide, little parasite, meaninglessness of life, and the importance of growing up as a psychopath. This, my friends, is the offerings for teens today. And the reason why it's important is because this is the next generation, and they're preparing the next generation to be 100% embracing the hopelessness and the despair of the generation. The despair is absolutely total at this point, my friends. And it was Francis Schaeffer back in the 1970s, a true prophet of the age, who spoke of man walking over the line of despair. And I think that has happened, Steve. Man starts out optimistic, assuming that he can develop his own ethics and his own purpose for life, and then eventually realizes that there is no purpose. There can be no purpose for life without God. The choice is simple, God or suicide. That is the choice. That's the choice placed before Hollywood. That's the choice placed before the teens in these programs. It's either God or suicide. It's fearing God or suicide, and they choose suicide. That, my friends, is the zeitgeist today. Yes, modern culture has stepped over the line of despair. It is gone towards vanity, and it has embraced vanity, and it has said, vanity is the only thing I want. and it has embraced suicide. All those who hate me love death, another proverb that comes to mind. Also, I think there is no fear of God before their eyes. I think of Romans chapter 3. They have all turned aside. They have together become unprofitable. There's none that does good. No, not one. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues, they practice deceit. The poison of asps is under their lips. Speaking of the Golden Globes, speaking of Hollywood, speaking of these movies, speaking of the television offerings for 2018, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their path, and the way of peace they have not known. That, my friends, is precisely where the modern world is. And at this point, of course, we call to repentance. We call to faith. We call people to realize that they've been thinking wrongly about themselves. They've been thinking wrongly about God. Indeed, they have sinned against God. And they need to plead for the mercy of God in Jesus Christ. They have one position at this point, and that is to be on their face, crying out for God's mercy, as the publican did in the parable. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. I'm a sinner. I've sinned against God. I've ignored God. I have hated God, and I have not loved him with my heart, soul, mind, and strength. And this is the fundamental problem. And until man realizes that, until he realizes that that God sent his son to be a savior for his sins, friends, modern man is moving more and more in the direction of meaninglessness and suicide. So this is our only hope, the life that we have in Christ, the message that we have in Jesus, who is the way, the truth, and the life, is the only solution for the day. And friends, this is the time in which we can present the message of life, the message of truth, the message that has such a tremendous contrast against the hopelessness, the nihilism, the suicide of the day. Jesus presents life against the death of the day. Jesus presents light against the darkness. Jesus presents the truth against the falsehood of the day. And let us continue to shine the light. Let's continue to preach the gospel. Let's continue to present the message of God's truth against the lies of the modern mass culture. I'd encourage you to our book, The Tattoo Jesus, What the Real Jesus Would Do with Pop Culture. And this is an analysis of the pop culture of the day, which many Christians have inculcated. And friends, if you can't identify the falsehood and you can't embrace the truth against the falsehood, you've got a ways to go. We encourage you to a resource like The Tattoo Jesus, What the Real Jesus Would Do with Pop Culture, a book that I wrote a couple of years ago on pop culture, available at our website, generations.org or kevinswanson.com. This is Kevin Swanson inviting you back again next time as we continue to lay down a vision for the next generation.
If you want the right worldview for your news, you'll want the right worldview for your children's education. That's why we've produced the Worldviews in Conflict curriculum for your teens. It's a curriculum that will equip them to engage the war of the worlds. Check it out at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum. It's Thursday, January 11th, AD 2018. This is the World View in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Open Doors released their 2018 World Watch list of 50 nations for worst persecution against Christians yesterday. 30 of the countries saw an increase in persecution over the last year. An estimated 215 million believers are mistreated for their faith in Jesus Christ. The last year saw a sharp rise in persecution against Christians in Egypt and Turkey at the hands of Muslims, and in Nepal and India under Hindu nationalists. Pakistan saw the most violence on record against Christians. North Korea remains at the top of the list for the 16th consecutive year, with over 50,000 Christians confined to prison and labor camps. Meanwhile, Muslim-majority Afghanistan rivaled North Korea for second place as Islamic extremism drives most persecution globally. The report anticipates Southeast Asia to become the, quote, next emerging persecution hotbed, end quote, as Islamic extremists target Christians in Malaysia, the Maldives, and the Philippines. Please remember these brothers and sisters in your prayers. 1 Corinthians 12:26 says, "And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. If one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. The number of British children being homeschooled has doubled in the last 6 years, according to figures from local education authorities across the country. The 2016-17 academic year saw a 97% increase in children taught at home, from just over 15,000 students in 2011 to nearly 30,000. Meanwhile, the British Parliament is considering a measure to target homeschoolers, requiring them to register with local authorities and submit to regular monitoring. The European Union reprimanded Poland, threatening to suspend its EU Council voting rights for introducing legislation to ban the murder of unborn babies with disabilities. The proposal received support from 830,000 Poles in a petition to the Polish government. The EU claims the move would represent a, quote, serious breach of European values, end quote. Polish Bishop Paul Rytel Andrianik said the legislation should be stronger, but that, quote, the Polish Bishops' Conference underlines that the right to life is fundamental to every human being. Nobody can take this right away, nor can external or internal pressures change the scientifically proved fact that human life begins at the moment of conception, end quote. As migrants and asylum seekers have entered into Switzerland, a new law went into effect this month preventing residents from applying for citizenship if they have been on government assistance in the past 3 years unless they pay back the money. A previous law allowed applications for citizenship as long as the applicants were not on government handouts at the time. Paul wrote in 2 Thessalonians 3:11 through 12, "We hear that some among you walk in idleness, not busy at work, but busy bodies. Now such persons we command and encourage in the Lord Jesus Christ to do their work quietly and to earn their own living." The U.S. House of Representatives approved a resolution Tuesday supporting the protest of Iranians against their government, while condemning the Islamic regime's crackdown on the protests. Reports surfaced recently of the Iranian government imprisoning thousands of its citizens and torturing or killing some of them, reports Reuters. Over 3,000 activists have been detained since protests against the Islamic regime began last month. Officials from North Korea and South Korea met in person for the first time in over 2 years on Tuesday. North Korea agreed to send a delegation to the Olympics next month in South Korea and to hold talks with the country to ease military tensions. The South Korean president credited President Donald Trump for the talks. Trump said that, quote, a lot of good talks are going on right now, end quote, and that he would be willing to talk to North Korea, quote, at the appropriate time and under the right circumstances, end quote. Illinois lawmakers introduced State House Bill 4210 last week to ban abortions on Down syndrome babies, reports Life News. If passed, Illinois would become the fourth state to prohibit the killing of Down syndrome babies, following Ohio, Indiana, and North Dakota. Representative Alan Skillicorn stated, quote, all life is precious and unique, including children with Down syndrome. They are not second-class citizens, end quote. After hundreds of thousands of acres burned from wildfires in California, the southern part of the state has experienced catastrophic mudslides as downpours began this week. As of yesterday, at least 17 people have died, and hundreds are awaiting rescue. Approximately 100 homes were destroyed and 300 damaged in the mudslides. Is it possible for someone who identifies as a homosexual to become a heterosexual? Stay tuned for a Worldview special report on a compelling documentary that answers this question immediately following today's newscast. And finally, a winter storm brought over a foot of snow on Sunday to the Sahara Desert, the hottest desert in the world. Residents of the Algerian town Ain Sefra, known as the gateway to the Sahara, experienced the rare occurrence of snow for the third time in 40 years, reports ABC News. Images from the event emerged, showing the red sand dunes coated with snow. You can see the beautiful imagery linked in our transcript at theworldview.com. Job 37 says, God thunders wondrously with his voice. He does great things that we cannot comprehend. For to the snow he says, fall on the earth. Likewise to the downpour, his mighty downpour. Whether for correction or for his land or for love, He causes it to happen. And that's The Worldview in 5 minutes. On this Thursday, January 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2018, subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. Time now for a Worldview special report. I'm Adam McManus. 4 years ago, Pure Passion Media released a life-changing 2-hour-long film which featured the compelling story of 26 former homosexuals who were transformed by the power of God. Winner of 5 professional and festival awards, including Best Documentary, the film features Drs. Michael Brown, Robert Gagnon, Neil T. Anderson, Julie Hamilton, as well as Kay Arthur. The documentary title, Such Were Some of You, comes straight from 1 Corinthians 6, 9-11. Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who have sex with men, nor thieves, nor the greedy, nor drunkards, nor slanderers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. The Worldview spoke with David Kyle Foster, the producer.
When I started with the ministry in 1987, my goal was, number one, to create equipping resources for the church in areas where there were none. Back in 1987, there was absolutely nothing on homosexuality. And even to this day, there isn't very much training for prospective pastors in the area of sexual brokenness in seminaries or Bible colleges. And number two, we're trying to reach those who are sexually broken themselves and show them that Jesus Christ actually loves them and he has the power to transform their life if they will turn their life over to him.
Foster described what he means by sexual brokenness.
Sexual brokenness is a term used to cover pornography, sex addiction, childhood sexual abuse, homosexuality, transgender disorders, sex trafficking, any number of issues that are sex-related that result from a person being broken. Sometimes people who have this kind of background end up trying to cover up their pain by acting out sexually.
Foster explained who the film will help.
Such Were Some of You, the film, was made for those who struggle with homosexual confusion, people who, for no fault of their own, are attracted to the same sex sexually and don't really know what to do about it. So our film shows them the roots of such same-sex attraction and what Jesus Christ can do to heal those wounds and bring them back into normalcy.
One of the testimonies featured in Such Were Some of You is from 25-year-old Kagan Wesley.
Kagan is a young man who was sexually abused as a child, and for a boy, that often can result in homosexual confusion. He got radically born again through the Eddie James ministry. He started giving his testimony at various Eddie James conferences around the country. He would consider himself to be a heterosexual who was broken and has now found healing through Jesus Christ.
Indeed, Wesley is now on fire for Christ and pastors the Refuge Church in Louisville, Kentucky. You can watch Wesley's extended interview for the film, as well as a CBN 700 Club interview, through links in our transcript today at theworldview.com. David Kyle Foster, the producer of Such Were Some of You, explained that Wesley is a good example of someone who was once homosexually confused, but now has enthusiastically embraced his heterosexuality with God's help and is committed to chastity until marriage.
Anyone who comes out of homosexuality and is truly born again and radically transformed by the power of God, they tend not to go back into any kind of sexual sin area because they've seen the fruit of it, and it's nothing but ugly.
Foster explained that those who have struggled with homosexual confusion have been tremendously grateful for the film Such Were Some of You.
We've had countless emails and phone calls and various postings on Facebook and YouTube thanking us profusely for coming up with a resource that the Body of Christ has needed for a long, long time. Because in the film, not only do we lay out the biblical case for heterosexual one woman, one man in marriage for life, with no social behavior outside of that, and we use experts from the world of biblical scholarship to lay that case, but then we also go into what has caused the homosexuality in the 26 people that we interviewed, what the gay lifestyle was like for them, and then what Jesus did to bring them to salvation, and finally, how he has been healing them.
Since 2014, the DVD has been for sale online for $9.99. And it still is. However, Foster decided to make the film Such Were Some of You available for free on YouTube.
We put it out on YouTube Live this past week, and we've already got 3,000 or more views just in the last few days. I don't know if YouTube's going to take us off. We were taken off of Vimeo because of our stance that homosexuals can find healing through Jesus Christ. They didn't like that, so they took all 850 of our videos down off the internet and canceled our presence on their platform. The gay activists have made it known to our ministry that they're going to go after Facebook and Google and YouTube and Twitter and all the other organizations to take us down as well. So we're facing a great deal of activism from gay activists who don't like the truth to be known, that homosexuality is a disorder, and that you can find healing from it through Jesus Christ.
Amazingly, the film is also being released in 11 additional languages, including simplified Chinese, traditional Chinese, Estonian, Finnish, French, Hebrew, Polish, Romanian, Russian, Spanish, and Swedish. Such Were Some of You can be viewed in those languages on YouTube through a special link in our transcript today at theworldview.com. Go on mission with Pure Passion Media and The Worldview in 5 minutes by sending the URL address of the English version of the film to everyone you know, pastor, youth pastor, leader, counselor, Sunday school teacher, parent, spouse, siblings, and friends of your gay loved ones, and especially everyone you know who struggles with homosexual confusion. I'd love to know what reaction you receive after those in your circle have watched it. Email me at adam@theworldview.com. This film, in God's hands, will literally transform their lives. And as you spread the film far and wide, pray for each one you send it to, that God will open their eyes and draw them into a saving relationship with Himself through His Son, Jesus Christ. This has been a Worldview Special Report. I'm Adam McManus. What kind of worldview do your children get? The vast majority of teens from Christian families are abandoning a biblical worldview, according to the Barna Group. Sadly, many parents do not realize that the curriculum they have chosen for their children actually conveys the wrong worldview of history, science, life's purpose, and truth. Pass on the faith to your children with a distinctively Christian education. Check out our Christian discipleship curriculum at theworldview.com/curriculum. That's theworldview.com/curriculum.